We continue our learning of the Nishmas Tavi ben Menachem Mishnah and Ham Yaakov Pidchav Zulio. We're in Ovos Perakei Mishnah Ches. Shiva Minefer Anios Ba'in La'olam Al Shiva Gufei Aveira. The idea of this Mishnah is Mida Kenegin Mida. There are seven punishments that will come to the world because of seven Gufei Aveira, seven sins, seven distinct sins, seven sins that are very severe. Maybe that's why they're called Gufei Aveira. Maybe because they're sins of the Tzibur. So therefore, Gufei Aveira, they're most tangible. So what are these seven sins and what are the seven punishments? So the first is Miktsasan Ma'asrin, begins in this mission and continues in the next mission. Miktsasan Ma'asrin and Miktsasan Einar Ma'asrin, Ra'av Shel Batzores Ba. If the people, half of them, some of them separate Trumos and Ma'asros, but some of them do not. So a significant number of people are not separating Trumos and Ma'asros. So Ra'av Shel Batzores Ba. So there's going to be a drought. There's going to be a famine. And food will be very expensive. And what's going to happen? Miktsasan re'evim, miktsasan sveim. Amida keneged mida. Some people are going to be hungry. Some people are going to be satisfied. With the amida keneged mida, hopefully it will line up that those who are ma'aser, those who take ma'aser, will be sveim, will be satisfied. But those who are not taking ma'aser, they will not be. So we could maybe explain this in the following way. Aser b'shul shatis asher. We assume aser to aser teaches us that if a person separates ma'aser, so that will increase his wealth. So at a time of drought, when food is very expensive, so only the people who are wealthy are able to afford. So miktsasan, who've separated masros, and therefore they've received the blessing of wealth, so they will be savea, they'll be satisfied, they'll be able to afford to buy whatever they need. But those who have not separated masros, and therefore they have not received the blessing of wealth, so they'll be ra'eh, they're going to be struck by this famine, not having the ability to afford to pay for their basic needs. Gomru shalola aser. But let's say everybody decided not separating Trumos and Masros. This is a collective decision by the entire Tzibur. Ra'av shel mehuma v'shel batzores ba. So this is even worse. This is not just there'll be ra'av of batzores of drought, and some will be hungry, and some will have enough money to afford. But rather here, ra'av shel mehuma. This is going to be a mehuma, means a complete chaos. Besides the drought, there's going to be mehuma of war, and that's going to frighten everybody. They won't be able to be too nervous to go out into the fields publicly to be exposed to the enemy. So they're able to work the field, and they can't work the field, so everyone's going to starve. The Medrash says that in the days of Eliyahu, there was a Ra'av Shel Batzores, and in the days of Elisha Hanavi, there was a Ra'av Shel Mehuma. Then the Mishnah says, the Shalolitol Es HaChala. Let's say there was a decision that Tzibur made that people are not going to separate challah. When we make our dough, we're supposed to separate challah, and that goes to the Kohen. Today we burn it. So that's an important mitzvah. That has the status of truma, eating the bread without separating challah. A person is chayv misa b'dei shamayim. So what happens if people aren't taking challah from the dough, the bread they're going to bake? Ra'av shel kloyaba. This is also a famine, but this is a famine that's going to be very, very severe, that's going to destroy the civilization. Many people will die because of the famine. Now, some say this is challah in addition, not saving challah in addition to not saving trumos umasos, meaning there's the bitul umasos, and on the fact that they're not separating challah, so now this rav shel kloyaba, this destructive famine, is going to come upon people. And others say no, even if people are careful with separating trumos and masros, but simply the challah, independent of the others, challah alone, the fact that they're not separating challah from their dough, that itself could bring this rav shel kloyaba. Why is that so severe, just challah alone, that they're not separating from their dough? That's because it's possible to make challah, people, to make bread with that's not chayvin challah. You need a certain shiur, a certain amount of flour in order to be chayvin challah. It's very easy to bake bread and not be a little bit at a time and not be chayv to separate challah at all. But the fact that people are baking a lot at a time, knowing that their dough is chayv to have challah separated from it, and they're not separating when they could have gotten out of it completely. So this was like that's like lahachis. So such chutzpah there, the punishment is going to be more strict, and it's not necessarily in addition to the bitul masos, it's chala, not setting chala alone. Then the Mishnah says, Dever bala olam. Nadever is a magefa, is a plague that suddenly kills many people at a time. For what averos al misos ha'amuros batora shelo nimsru lebeistin. That's where people are doing things where they should be chaya, very severe punishments, but are not given to beistin. So let's say, for example, chiyuv ekares. Misa bidei shamayim, or let's say nowadays we don't have a beis din, so they cannot even where someone is chayev skila stray for herego chenek. A beis din can't do anything about it. We don't have batei dinim that can that have the ability to convict and punish people with misos beis din. So therefore, what happens today instead? Midah kenegan midah. So for these types of misos, there'll be dever that will come a plague that will come to the world. Val pero shvius. Let's say the avera of people not being careful with shmita fruit, fruit that grows in the shmita year, you're not permitted to do business with it. You have to keep that. It has to maintain kedusha. The pasuk says, "Val yisav Shabbos ha'aretz lachem la'achla." In Parshas Bahar, and la'achla means you can eat them, but v'lo l'schora, you're not permitted to do business with them. Here's someone who was not mafkir as peros shvius. He did not declare them onalis, and he's doing business with them. So now the aniyim are losing out, and the aniyim are going to be hungry. So therefore, you're going to be, and the aniyim are going to die. So therefore, these people deserve to die, and that's why the dever comes to the world. Mida. Keneged Mida. Then the Mishnah says, Cherev Ba'ala Olam. This means the sword, which means war will come to the world. Al Inuy Hadin, number one, for where the delay of a Psak Din. We know that causes much psychological pain to the litigants or the person, to the potential one who is going to be convicted in court. So Inuy Hadin is very, we take that very seriously. That will be, that brings war to the world. Val Ivus Hadin, that's perversion of justice, the same thing. Also, Cherev Brin comes to the world. V'hal morim about Torah shalok halacha. And those who make rulings in Torah and don't follow the halacha. They permit things that are asur, they say, or they forbid things that are mutter. And why is this Cherev Mida Kenegan Mida? Because what happens is, if there's perversion of justice, so here we have someone who came to court. Someone took advantage of someone else in a financial matter, and because the court has perverted its justice, its ruling, and doesn't know the halacha and is ruling incorrectly. So this erroneous ruling is going to cause someone who's really the victim to be so angry and in a fit of rage, he's going to kill the other litigant. So the opposing party. So this may lead to death. So the same thing here. Cherev comes to the world because of this. And the same thing, all these are all together. Even though you had din and Eva Sadin and Harosha lo Kalacha, so they're all lumped together, all have to do with judgment. The Gemara Masecha is Shabbos on Daf Lamed Bey says the following. If you see that there's a generation and there's a lot of tragedy, a lot of crises coming upon that generation. Tzei ubedok b'dayana Yisrael. The first place to look is to go out and check the Jewish dayanim, the judges. Shekol parasha bala olam lo bala b'shul dayan Yisrael. Any punishment that's coming to the world is coming because of the dayanim. Ve'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu masha shchinaso al Yisrael ad sheyichlu shoftim nishotim ra'im Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to allow his shchina to rest upon the Jewish people until the judges and the officers, all of these evil judges and officers of the Jewish people are going to be removed. Shneamar, quoting the pasuk in Shayahu Perek Aleph, which we say at the Shabbos Chazon, v'ashiva shofatayich kvarishona v'yotayich kvatchila. This pasuk, of course, serves as the source of the Baruch HaVeshiva Shoftenu in our Shemona Esrei. Hashem says, one day I will return your Shoftim Kavrushona, the Shoftim who judge honestly with integrity and no pervert justice. The Yotzayach and your counselors, Kavachchila, the way it used to be. Acharei Chen, Yikarei Lecha, Ir HaTzedek, Kiryone Emana. So that's, then eventually Yushalayim, where which is the seat of the judges, that will once again be Ir HaTzedek, will be a city of righteousness. Kiryone Emana, a city where there's faithfulness in such a city. So therefore, the Cherev Baralam, when we see war coming to the world, we should, the first place to look is the Inoy Hadin, the Ivos Hadin, and Moram Batar Kaloha Halacha that we see in our judges. Perakei Mishnah test, a continuation of these seven punishments that come because of the seven Gufei Averos. Chaya ra'a ba'ala olam, wild animals come to the world and attack people. Al shvuas shav. Shvuas shav includes both a shvuas shav and a shvuas sheker. Shvuas shav is a shvu in vain, where a person takes says something, a rock takes a shvua, I swear that a rock is a rock. Shvuas sheker is where a person obviously swears falsely. Va'al chil Hashem, and the desecration of Hashem's name. What does that mean? Chil Hashem could be understood in many different ways. This is where Bar Tanura says, where people violate averus b'faresi in public. Or let's say an Adam Gadol, someone who's a chashuv, a Torah person, personality, and people look at this person as a role model, and yet he's not such a person, is not acting properly. So here, this is a Torah personality, it brings a tremendous Chilul Hashem. People say, look, this person who obviously is a repository of Torah and mitzvos, nonetheless, look at the way he behaves, look at the way he speaks. So, and these two averos in shvuah shav and chil Hashem, a person is pogame, a person causes a defect as it were in Hashem's name. Where do we see this? So in Vayikra your test we say velosi shav uvish milah shaker. There shvuah sheker, shvuah shav we include in the same category. And v'chilal ta'es shem Hashem elokecha. Hashem's name is desecrated. Hashem's name is affected. And chil Hashem, well, that's easy. I expect you to sanctify my name amongst the Jewish people and not desecrate my name. Of course, Chil Hashem causes a pigima in Hashem's name. And the same thing with Shvuah Shav. Gemar Masechet Shabbos and Daf Lamed Gimel says, Ba'avon Shvuah Shav. Ushvua sheker, v'chilul Hashem, v'chilul Shabbos, chaya rabba, uveheima kala, uvenei adam ismatim. So here, for we mentioned the Mishnah Shuashav, Shuashek, and v'chilul Hashem. And on chilul Shabbos, the Gemara says on daflam and gimel masecha Shabbos. So wild animals will come, and now beheima kala, the domesticated animals that you want to work for you when you want to eat, so they're not going to be around anymore. There'll be wild beasts running around, and bnei adam ismatim, and because of those wild beasts, the numbers of people will be diminished because they'll be attacked by these wild animals. The hadurachim ishtomimim, and the Gemara says that the paths, the roads are going to be desolate. And these are, as the Mishnah will continue to quote Psukim from the Tochacha in Parshas Bichukosai, which makes a lot of sense. Parshas Bichukosai, as opposed to Kisavo, speaks about the punishments for the Tzibur, in the collective, in the plural. As opposed to Parshas Kisavo, where it speaks in the singular, this is Lashon Rabin. And as we said when we introduced these Averos, these are Tzibur Averos, and therefore the punishment are the Tzibur punishments. The pasuk says, "V'imlo v'imbeele lo sivas ruli." What is that? Where do we see from here about shvuah shav and shvuah sheker and chayaraz coming to the world? So the Chazal say, "Al tikra be'ele." Don't read it with the tzeres be'ele. Vim be'ele lo sivas ruli, but rather vim be'Allah lo sivas ruli. That word could be read not only as be'ele but be'Allah. Allah is a shvuah. It's another word for an oath. So shvuah shav and shvuah sheker. What's going to happen if you read Pashas Bechukosai in the Tochacha? It says, "V'im be'ele lo sivas ruli." If you don't listen to my mussar, you don't listen to me in Be'ela or Be'Allah now, and you violate, and you're saying the Shvua Shav and Shvua Sheker, what did the Pasuk say? V'hishlachti bachem es chayas ha-sadeh v'shikala eschem. So wild animals are going to come. They're going to kill you. You'll be bereft, literally. V'hichris ha-zem dechem. They'll also wipe out all of your domesticated animals. V'mita eschem. And now you will be diminished in number. V'nashamu d'achechem. And your past will be desolate. So we understand the Gemara Masechet Shabbos very well, just based on this pasuk. If you violate Shvuah Shav, Shvuah Sheker, so there'll be wild animals. You're not going to have domesticated animals. The number of people will diminish. The paths will be desolate. That's exactly what the pasuk says. And Chilul Hashem and Chilul Shabbos are derived from Shvuah. So these also, the same way it says Chil Lo Shavu Vishmi La Shaker V'Chilal Ta, so other types of desecration as well are also included. The Mida Kenegin Mida is the following. A person through Yeshua Hashem and Chilul Hashem is pogame in the name of Hashem, causes, as it were, as we said, a defect in Hashem's name, takes away a little bit from Hashem's name, is a Chilul Hashem. Now, people don't look at Hashem in the same light. Hashem's name is no longer sanctified. So such a person, he has now descended to the Madrega, to the level of a Behema or a Chaya. And therefore, you're like a Chaya, so your friends are going to come along and attack you, your chayyot, you see how well you get along with them. That's what the Meiri says. Then the Mishnah says, Golos bala olam al ovdei avodah zarah. So the next guf aveiru we speak about is idolatry. So golos, exit, what's the punishment for idolatry? Golos. Pasuk says, this is also in the Torah, v'hishmad ti es bamoseichem, v'nasa ti es pigrechem al pigrei giluvechem, v'hashimosiyes mikdeshechem. So this is, you made a bama, obviously. You are worshiping idols. Guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to make your mikdash, your Beis HaMikdash, desolate. Ve'eschem ezarev agoyim, and I'll scatter you amongst the nations. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avos Rabbi Dasan says, Ho levatem rotim avodah zarah. Do you want avodah zarah? Sure. Afanim magleheschem lelokom sheisham avodah zarah. There's plenty of avodah zarah outside of Eretz Israel. You can go. And that's going to be your punishment, eschem ezare bagoyim. Val giloy arayos. Galus comes also, not only for avodah zarah, but for the giloy arayos. Where do we see that? So in Parshas Arayos and Parshas Achremos, the Torah says, Kios kol hato, we read this for Mincha on Yom Kippur. Kios kol hato evos ha'el, asu ha'nsheretz ha'shel lifneichem. So it speaks about all the abominations. Arayos is on that whole list. And that's what the nations of the world, the nations of Eretz Israel, have done in Eretz Canaan. V'lo soki ha'aretz eschem b'tama'achem. So I don't want the land of Israel to spew you out when you defile it. Kasher ka'ah es hagoy asher v'nechem, as it vomited out the nations who lived there before, who acted in such a way. So Gilei Arayos, that's also reason for Am Yisrael to be banished from the land of Israel. Ve'al shvichos damim, and also for murder. That's a pasuk in Parshas Maase. It says v'lo sachanif v'esa'aretz asher atem ba. Ki hadam hu yachanef es ha'aretz, speaking about murder, that's in the context of your miklat, of a rotzeach, v'los tamei es ha'aretz, don't defile the land, asher atam yoshim bo, asher nushim psocha. So, what do you see? I am there, I live there, and you've defiled the land, okay, so if you defile the land, so you're not, I'm not going to live there, and you're not going to live there. If I'm not there, you're not going to be there, that's for sure. Shechina is not in Eretz Yisrael, well, Am Yisrael can't survive in Eretz Yisrael. Ve'al hashmata ha'aretz, golus, not only comes for Avodah Zarah, Gilei Arayos, Shlichus Damim, but because of Shemitah. Now this is not, as we said previously, doing a business with Shemitah fruit. This is actually working the land during the Shemitah year. There in Parshas Bechukosai, once again in the Tochach, it says, Az yirtze ha'aretz es ha'shabbos oseha. The land desires it, wants its Shabbos, it wants its Shemitah. Kol yemei ha'shama avatem eretz oyveichem. And you're going to be in your, where are you going to be sent? Because you don't keep Shemitah, you're going to be in the land of your enemies. Amar l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, ho'il ve'ein atem ha'shemitim oseha, since you're not allowing the land to lie fallow in the Shemitah year. So hi tishamei eschem. Okay, good. So it will banish you from the land of Israel. And the pasuk says also, Kol yemei hashama tishbos eis asher lo shavsa b'shavsosechem b'shivtechem aleha. And the many months that you are not keeping the years of Shemitah, Mita Kenegi Mita, that's the amount of time you're going to be outside of the land of Israel. Then the Mishnah says, Barba Prakim Hadever Misrabe. There are four times where we're going to see, unfortunately, an increase in Dever, which means a plague, because of the Averos that we discussed, which means a plague comes, we mentioned previously, for certain Averos. So, but we're pointing out it's specifically one of the things that we're not doing that brings Dever is Gezel Anim. This take is not giving Matnos Anim, they're not giving the gifts to the poor. So there's specific times where the Dever will come because that's when the times are that we're supposed to give our gifts to the poor. What are they? So we have Barevius, the fourth year of the Shemitah cycle, and we're going to go through all of them. Why? Uvashvius, The seventh year was the Shemitah year itself. Uvamotzei Shvius, the eighth year, the year right after the Shemitah, or the first of the next cycle. Uvamotzei HaChag Shebechol Shomer HaShanah. And not only that, on Motzei Chag Sukkos, right after Sukkos, every year. So now we're going to go through all of them. Baravius, why is there greater plague and punishment in the fourth year of the Shemitah cycle? Because in the third year, in fact, the third and the sixth year, we're supposed to give Maaser Ani, and in the first, second, fourth, and fifth year, we give Maaser Sheni. We don't have to give that. We bring the Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim, and we eat it there. We can redeem them onto coins and spend the money in Yerushalayim to buy food in Yerushalayim. So when are we chayv to give Aniim, that we're discussing over here, where there's the punishment of Dever, that's during the end of the third year and the end of the sixth year. So in the fourth year, which is the beginning of the fourth, so now the Dever comes because of the people who didn't give the Matnos Aniim, the Maaser Ani in the third year. Mipnei Maaser Ani Shebishlishis. And Bishvius in the seventh year, same reason. Mipnei Maaser Ani Shebishlishis. The end of the sixth year, people didn't give their Maaser Ani in the sixth year, so you get punished in the seventh year because of that. Uvamoitzei Shvius, Mipnei Peru Shvius. And in the eighth year, which is the first year of the next cycle, we're going to be punished if we didn't leave our, because of Shemitah, because we didn't leave our Peros Hefker, as we mentioned in the previous Mishnah. So the Aniim can come and take and live through the all of the produce that we left for them for free. Why is there greater dever, greater punishment, greater plague on the Motzei Chag of Sukkot of every year of the Shemitah cycle? Because it's at that time of year, after Chag HaAsif, when we gather everything in, that all the Matnos Aniim should have been given. One of those, Leket Shicha Pea Peret and Ololos, as we've discussed previously, Leonir v'lager ta'azovo sum. We have to leave it for the aniim. Chag Asif is when the time of the matnos aniim is over, and therefore, since you finished working in the field, if you don't leave it for the aniim, so at the end of Motzei Chag of Sukkot, if you haven't given those gifts, so there's greater dever at that time.